There is an event that I have to tell you about. It is one that I have attended 3 times in a row, and that is the NEO Summit. Y'all, it is honestly unlike any nonprofit event experience I have ever seen. This year, it will take place on September 18th and 19th in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is 2 full days of digital marketing and fundraising content, workshops, over-the-top fun summit parties, prizes, swag, and so much more. Dare I say, it is a masterclass in edutainment. They have truly mastered the balance between learning and having a really great time. Now, I have worked with them on getting you the lowest price ticket available anywhere. You can save $600 on your ticket by using my link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. Now, let's head on over to today's episode. So today what I wanted to do is split the episode into a few different things. Number one, I want to share with you what to expect in December for the upcoming episodes. 2, I have a pretty special announcement that I've been keeping for a long time. Hey there, you're listening to the Missions to Movements podcast, and I'm your host, Dana Snyder, digital strategist for nonprofits and founder and CEO of Positive Equation. This show highlights the digital strategies of organizations making a positive impact in the world. Ready to learn the latest trends, actionable tips, and the real stories from behind the feed? Let's transform your mission into a movement. Hey there, if you are listening to this on the release date, happy post-Thanksgiving, post-Giving Tuesday, and December Eve. Woo! We are officially there. We've nearly made it to the end of 2022, and what a year it has been. I feel like the word I've been saying on repeat lately is wild. This is episode 45, and I will end the year with 49 episodes being released. And I just have to say, I am so incredibly grateful for you. If you've been a listener for a while now, or shoot, maybe this is the first one. If so, A, welcome. And B, I love, love, love reading your reviews on Apple. If you have literally 5 seconds right now while you're listening to drop a review, that would make my Christmas so special. So today, what I wanted to do is split the episode into a few different things. Number one, I want to share with you what to expect in December for the upcoming episodes. 2, I have a pretty special announcement that I've been keeping for a long time and wanted to share with you. And 3, I want to share my content plan and a few of my favorite things with you heading into Q1 and Q2 of 2023. And hopefully it'll spark some ideas for you. So let's go ahead and get into it. 1, December episodes. I wanted to put together some shorter form case study episodes covering different topics. So from Chris Barlow, he is sharing a Google ad grant strategy that generated 250 new leads, to Krista joins us telling us the secret to generating 40 plus media hits in 1 year. These episodes, y'all, they spill the tea of tactical information that you can take and utilize for your organization. So for the next 2 Wednesdays, 2 episodes will drop each day, and then we'll take a little holiday break, and I will see you in January. So that's a little bit of what to expect. There's 4 episodes coming up. They are fabulous case studies and great stories about people kind of overcoming odds or circumstances and just thriving. So I'm super excited to share those with you. 2 on my announcement, in episode 18 was my process to plan and reach quarterly goals. And I shared my quarterly goals for Q3 of this year. And if you happen to listen to that episode, if you didn't, go back because it's awesome. You can rinse and repeat that one for every single quarter to outline your quarterly goals. So another great time if you want to plan for Q1 right now. But if you listen to that episode, my husband and I have been going through a fertility journey this past year looking to grow our family, and we are over the moon excited to share that we are expecting a miracle baby girl due this April. Cue the happy dance. And I wanted to kind of start with this by saying I understand that talking about and hearing about pregnancy and pregnancy loss can be very triggering and emotional. I have been there. So if you need to fast forward through this part, I totally get it. But also on the other side, if you, a friend, a family member, or colleague could find this helpful, please share it with them. I have learned so much by just talking with others about my experience. So what kind of has happened this past year? Last December, we experienced a miscarriage at 8 weeks, although we didn't really find out until I thought we had reached the 11 weeks mark that the baby hadn't grown. And that was a very difficult holiday season. And the medical professionals I had at the time didn't fully understand my condition. And that is that I have something called Robertsonian balance translocation. Google that one. It's a chromosome condition that can cause an increase in miscarriages. And in my case, with my certain chromosomes, Down syndrome. So I have a 33% chance of having a healthy baby. And the healthy, that 33% is either the baby is a carrier of RBT, what I have, or they can be normal. And I knew this, which was super lucky. I knew this going into getting pregnant because my mom had an amnio done when I was a baby because she was 36 when she had me in the 80s. But that's not usually discovered. This condition, any translocations aren't usually discovered until a woman has multiple miscarriages through blood work, which is traumatizing and tragic in its own right. So even though I knew I had this, I didn't even fully understand my condition, as most primary physicians I would talk to, and even the OBs, didn't really have the experience or the knowledge of dealing with translocation. So it wasn't until I really was an advocate for my own health and I pushed hard to be connected with the right people. And I did a lot of research. I found Facebook groups of others that had the same condition. And after multiple genetic counselor calls, decided to pursue IVF to be able to test our embryos before implantation. Now, however, God had other plans. We went through 3 cycles with 2 different clinics, Kind Body and RBA in Atlanta, Georgia, and nothing worked. So at 33 years old, I was told through testings, I have low egg count and I have low egg quality. So low egg count plus low egg quality doesn't really create a prime IVF client, so patient. So in June, after those 3 cycles, we called it quits on IVF, and really was a super difficult time, but really decided to just put our faith in God and pray and manifest like crazy for this gift to grow our family. And this brings us to present day. And as I record this, I am 21 weeks along with a healthy baby girl, still anxious as I share and just going through every single process and every single appointment, but trying to learn to trust my body and this process. A-type personality right here. So hard work. If anybody has been going through a similar situation, I have been using the app Expectful for daily meditations to try and calm my mind for at least a few minutes a day. So I will link to that in the show notes. But with that said, that was my special announcement, which is very exciting. We are thrilled. Mentioning that, obviously 2023 business prep looks a whole lot different, especially when we go into March and April. And one of the best investments I made in my business this year was a part-time CFO with 100 Degrees Consulting. They work with nonprofits and small businesses. And I don't know why I waited 5 years to get a part-time CFO, but hey, we're here now. And with my CFO, I've been able to outline a plan of attempting to take 3 months of maternity leave. So, and no, these episodes won't stop. I am batch recording lots of great episodes in advance for you, but there is a lot to streamline to keep my business running while I'm away. I do have a VA through a company called More Than Giving that works with me about 10 hours a week now that I'll probably increase to help execute some of this content. And from a content perspective, I'm splitting my planning into 2 buckets. So maybe this is helpful if it doesn't have to be on maternity leave, but if you're doing a sabbatical, if you're going on vacation for a long period of time, if you just want to plan out content, I thought this might be helpful to share. My two buckets are, it's simple, it's organic and paid. On organic, during this time frame, I'm focusing on my emails. So making sure that my email list continues to receive value. Social content, focusing really just on two channels, LinkedIn and Instagram, and separately YouTube. Now note, I didn't loop YouTube into social content. There's a great episode that I have with Jamar Diggs. We'll link to that in the show notes, talking about YouTube and how it's a really great evergreen kind of SEO strategy. So those are all kind of focused on the organic side. And then on the paid side, I'm working on setting up an automated ad sequence funnel to provide value with free content, build new leads, and share my ad courses. Right now, I am all about simplifying my tech stack to have as much of this run on autopilot as possible and bulk creating content so that my team really has what they need. So with my organic bucket, I'm thinking about cultural events, timely announcements, and products or services that I'll be featuring throughout different seasons, and obviously resources and value that I can provide. And I'm also building out the content and creative team I'll need to make this happen and where to invest those funds. Now, I mentioned I chose LinkedIn and Instagram and YouTube as my main content channels. And that's due to, you've heard me maybe talk about this before, my research on Google Analytics. Those main channels, that's where my social acquisitions are coming from, specifically very high quality on YouTube coming to my website. So I'll really be thinking about how to strategically use that channel for the evergreen approach. On the paid side, I'm outsourcing some ad copy and creative work to build out an ad campaign that's going to run to cold audiences to share resources and invite them into the Positive Equation family through my suite of ad courses. And my goal in recent years has really been to share my social ad teachings with as many organizations as possible and empower you, listener, to have the skills that you need to amplify your mission instead of having to outsource everything. Or if you do outsource, like even I'm doing part of while I'm out, my courses are meant to provide you with enough info to be dangerous, to be knowledgeable on calls, to make sure everything is running as it should if you were going to hire somebody out. So to make all of this happen, and frankly, my business just run on a daily basis and in spirit of the holidays, I wanted to share with you a few of my favorite things, and I'll be sharing more about each one of these in the show notes, plus providing discounts. So go check out the link to learn more on each one. Tis the season to present the offer to supporters to give and create impact for the causes they care about. And where are people spending a lot of their time during the holidays? Online. And definitely on social media, sharing all of those cute family holiday pics. So this is a great time to be running Facebook and Instagram ads, asking your warm audience of supporters online to give. So you can learn how to do this in just 37 minutes with my step-by-step training. It's my donation ads training. It's a mini course, and I am running this exact campaign process that I teach for clients right now and seeing a 2x return on ad spend. It's incredible what I'm seeing. So click the link in the show notes to get started, or you can visit positiveequation.com and click courses. So favorite thing number one is Nuuly, and that's N-U-U-L-Y. I have done a lot of speaking gigs this year. And you know, you want to look good, but I didn't want to wear the same thing all the time, nor did I want to be going out and spending a lot of money on new outfits. So Nuuly is a clothing rental service, and I get 6 items every month for $80 a month. It's expensed through my business. And so I have a link for you that provides $10 off your first month. It's amazing if you're somebody who travels a lot or like me loves to shop, but doesn't want to be spending money all the time, but still wants to have some new things come to you. I love the brands that they have. It's one of those things where you just get it. You get to pick out what you want. It gets sent to you, and then you send it back at the end of the month and you get a new one. So that's the first one. Love. Number two, and some of you might laugh at me, but real talk, it's HelloFresh. HelloFresh, I know, has been talked about forever as a food prep. I have a link for $150 off. So if you want that, again, all these are going to be in the show notes linked to. HelloFresh saves my life and probably marriage on a weekly, daily basis. It just makes it so easy to not have to meal prep all the time when you're busy running around. And I'm sure as we are expanding our family that this is just going to like increase the number of meals that we want every weekend. And they're fun and they're delicious. So that's number two. Number three is HoneyBook. I have received so many compliments from people that receive any of my contracts or invoices. They come from HoneyBook and they have these smart files that literally take somebody from contract to invoice to payment to booking the call. It's just like a whole seamless process. So I have 20% off for HoneyBook. So if you are in need of any type of contracts, invoices, forms on your website that connects, it's kind of like a mini CRM. That is the tool that I use. Number four, which I just talked about, is 100 Degrees Consulting. Love them. That's my company. They do CFO, bookkeeping, accounting, just I can't speak highly enough about their team. Number five is Agency in Your Pocket. And Agency in Your Pocket is the ad company that I use. Jackie Muscat runs the company and she's a gem. She's so talented. And basically what they provide is every month they provide two pieces of ad copy written for you. I love their copywriter. 10 ad images designed for you per month. There's live calls, support calls every month in a private community. I trust them. They are super knowledgeable. I've had a great experience with them. I used them in the spring for a campaign. And then now I'm back using them on a monthly basis as I lead up to this time of being off. So again, link in the show notes. You can go to all of these to get connected. Number six is Flowdesk. Flowdesk is my email provider. So if you like the design of my emails, you can get 50% off your first year with the link in the show notes. They are so easy to use. It's forms, pop-ups. The emails are beautiful that you can customize with your branding. When I did my mastermind program, talking about really like emails wasn't part of it. And I think three organizations switched to Flowdesk because it's just so easy to use and to set up automatic sequences and workflows. It's awesome. Number seven is called Clean 13, and that's KLEAN13. If you are somebody that notices a low open rate in your emails, you might want to go through and clean your email list out. Just from time, there might be body things on there, and Clean 13 goes through and checks all of the emails and makes sure that they're verified, they're accurate. Are there people on there that could be marking you as spammy, which will lower your open rate? It's great. So I've used this service, link to it. That is my favorite thing, number seven. Number eight is Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is what I use to host my podcast. If you are thinking about launching a podcast, I have loved this experience. You can get $20 off Buzzsprout. That's what I use to host it. So Buzzsprout, what it does is the episode gets uploaded to Buzzsprout and then Buzzsprout distributes it to any platform that you have a connection with. So at all at one time, it goes on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, wherever else I have it connected to, but it all goes out in one swoop. That's where all of my stats are. That's where I upload all of my ad placements. Really user-friendly. Love that platform. Number nine is Memory Fox. So Memory Fox, you might have heard me talk about recently during one of my LinkedIn lives. Memory Fox is a beautiful, easy way to help scale your community stories. So to curate, to bring them in and share your community stories. And one like fun example I was thinking about using for Memory Fox is you can customize the questions that somebody's answering and they can record a video or they can provide text or they can do audio. And then you get sent in your like dashboard, this library of all of this content. And they have an integration with Canva, which is awesome. So it automatically will upload to your Canva account. And then you can put that video into decks or graphics, whatever you have. But I thought it'd be so fun to do little messages for baby girl coming up. So I think I might do this for our baby shower. And I will share with you what my experience is and what that looks like if you're interested in. But I think Memory Fox is great. If you have events coming up and you want to have others, right, be telling their stories and their experiences with you, it's a really seamless, beautiful, easy way to gather all of that content. And lastly, number 10 of my favorite things is Bonfire. Bonfire is a platform where you can design basically a dropship campaign for swag. So they have t-shirts and crew necks and hats. And I am coming out with some Missions to Movements swag, some crew necks that I am super stoked about in partnership with them. And if you go to the link in my show notes, for every shirt or item you sell, if through my link, if you sign up, you get an extra dollar up to $100. So it's pretty cool. So those are just a few of my favorite things going into the end of the year. So remember, head to the link in the show notes for all of the links to these incredible services and platforms. I hope these are helpful. I'm just trying to give you a little bit behind the scenes of what I'm using in my business and love. So happy December Eve. And I really hope you enjoy the next few episodes. Again, please let me know by leaving a review. And I am just sending so much cheer and joy to you this holiday season. Can you tell I love talking all things digital? To make this show better, I'd be so grateful for your feedback. Leave a review, take a screenshot of this episode, share it on Instagram stories, and tag Positive Equation with one E so I can reshare and connect with you.